For aught that I could ever read, could ever hear by tale or history, The course of true love never did run smooth. But either it was different in blood, or else misgrieved in respect of years, or else it stood upon the choice of friends. Or if there were a sympathy in choice, war, death, or sickness did lay siege to it, making it momentary as a sound, swift as a shadow, short as any dream, brief as the lightning in the collied night, that in a spleen unfolds both heaven and earth, and ere a man hath power to say, behold, the jaws of darkness do devour it up. So quick bright things come to confusion. Thank you. now, spirit, whither wander you?
Over hill, over dale, thar a bush, thar a briar, over park, over pale, thar a flood, thar a fire. I do wander everywhere, swifter than the moon's sphere. And I serve the fairy queen, to dew her orbs upon the green. The cowslips tall her pensioners be, in their gold coat spots you see. Those be rubies, fairy favours, in those freckles live their savours. I must go seek some dewdrops here, and hang a pearl in every cowslip's ear. Farewell, thou lob of spirits, I'll be gone. Our queen and all our elves come here anon.
The king doth keep his revels here tonight. Take heed the queen come not within his sight. For Oberon is passing fell and wroth, because that she, as her attendant, hath a lovely boy stolen from an Indian king. She never had so sweet a changeling. And jealous Oberon would have the child, knight of his train, to trace the forests wild. But she, perforce, withholds the loved boy, crowns him with flowers, and makes him all her joy. And now they never meet in grove or green, by fountain clear or spangled starlight sheen, but they do square, that all their elves for fear creep into acorn cups and hide them there.
Either I mistake your shape and making quite, or else you are that shrewd and knavish sprite called Robin Goodfellow. Are you not he that frights the maidens of the villagery, skim milk and sometimes labour in the quern, and bootless make the breathless housewife churn, and sometime make the drink to bear no balm, mislead night wanderers laughing at their harm? Those that hobgoblin call you, and sweet puck, you do their work and they shall have good luck. Are you not he?
Thou speak'st aright. I am that merry wanderer of the night. I jest to Oberon and make him smile when I a fat and bean-fed horse beguile, neighing in likeness of a filly foal. And sometime lurk I in a gossip's bowl in very likeness of a roasted crab, and when she drinks, against her lips I bob, and on her withered dewlap pour the ale. The wisest aunt, telling the saddest tale, sometime the 3-foot stool mistaketh me. Then slip I from her bum, down topples she, and Taylor cries, and falls into a cough. And then the whole choir hold their hips and laugh, and waxen in their mirth, and knees, and swear a merrier hour was never wasted there. But room, fairy, here comes Oberon.
Oh, and here my mistress, would that he were gone!
Woodbine, with sweet musk roses and with eglantine. night, lulled in these flowers with dances and delight. And there the snake throws her enameled skin, weed wide enough to wrap a fairy in. And with the juice of this, I'll streak her eyes and make her full of hateful fantasies. Look, thou meet me ere the first cock crow.
Fear not, my lord, your servant shall do so.
Come now, a roundel and a fairy song. Then, for the third part of a minute, hence. Some to kill cankers in the musk rose buds. Some war with rear mice for their leathern wings to make my small elves' coats. And some keep back the clamorous owl that nightly hoots and wonders at our quaint spirits. Sing me now asleep, then to your offices and let me rest.
You spotted things with double tongue, thorny hedgehogs, be not seen. Mutes and blind ones do no wrong, come not near a fairy queen. Mutes and blind ones do no wrong, come not near a fairy queen. Come not near a fairy queen, hence away. With double tongue, thorny hedgehogs be not seen. Hence away.
hast ceased when thou dost wake. Do it for thy true love take. Love and languish for his sake. Be it ounce, or cat, or bear, pard, or boar with bristled hair. In thy eye that shall appear when thou wak'st, it is thy dear. Wake when some vile thing is near.
Help me, Lysander. Help me, do thy best to pluck this crawling serpent from my breast. Ay me, for pity. What a dream was here. Lysander, look how I do quake with fear. Methought a serpent ate my heart away, and you sat smiling at his cruel prey. Lysander, what removed? Lysander, Lord? What out of hearing, gone? No sound, no word? Alack, where are you? Speak, and if thou hear, speak of all loves. I swoon almost with fear. No? Then I well perceive you are not nigh. Either death or you, I'll find immediately. In woe, bedabbled with the dew and torn with briars. I can no further crawl, no further go. My legs can keep no pace with my desires. Here will I rest me till the break of day. Heaven's shield, Lysander, if they mean a fray.
Thank you.
sleep sound. I'll apply to your eye, gentle lover, remedy. When thou wakest, thou takest true delight in the sight of thy former lady's eye. And the country proverb known, that every man should take his own, in your waking shall be shown. Jack shall have Jill, naught shall go ill, the man shall have his mare again, and all shall be well.
Thank you.
its flower hath such force and blessed power. Now, my Titania, wake you, my sweet queen. Titania, music call, and strike more dead than common sleep of all these five the sense.
Music, ho! Music such as charmeth sleep.
Solemnly dance in Duke Theseus' house triumphantly, and bless it to all fair prosperity. There shall the pairs of faithful lovers be wedded with Theseus all in jollity.
Fairy king, attend and mark. I do hear the morning lark.
Then, my queen, in silence sad, trip we after the night's shade. We the globe can compass soon, swifter than the wandering moon.
Come, my lord, and in our flight, tell me how it came this night that I, sleeping, here was found with these mortals on the ground.
Go, bid the huntsmen wake them with their horns. Joy, gentle friends, joy and fresh days of love accompany your hearts. Lovers and madmen have such seething brains, such shaping fantasies that apprehend more than cool reason ever comprehends. For in the temple by and by with us these couples shall eternally be knit. And for the morning now is something worn, our purposed hunting shall be set aside. Away with us to Athens, three and three. We'll hold a feast in great solemnity.
Thank you.
Now the hungry lion roars, and the wolf behowls the moon, whilst the heavy ploughman snores, all with weary task fordone. Now the wasted brands do glow, whilst the screech owl, screeching loud, puts the wretch that lies in woe in remembrance of a shroud. That the graves all gaping wide, every one lets forth his sprite in the churchway paths to glide. And we fairies that do run by the triple Hecate's team from the presence of the sun, following darkness like a dream, now frolic. Not a mouse shall disturb. I am sent with broom before to sweep the dust behind the door.
Through the house give glimmering light by the dead and drowsy fire. Every elf and fairy sprite hop as light as bird from briar. And this ditty after me, sing and dance it trippingly.
First rehearse your song by rote, to each word a warbling note. Hand in hand with fairy grace, will we sing and bless this place.
Thank you. nevertheless, through this palace, with sweet peace. And the owner of it blessed, ever shall in safety rest. Trip away, make no stay, meet me all by break of day.
If we shadows have offended, think but this, and all is mended. That you have but slumbered here while these visions did appear. And this weak and idle theme, no more yielding but a dream, gentles do not reprehend. If you pardon, we will mend. And as I am an honest punk, if we have unearned luck now to scape the serpent's tongue, we will make amends ere long. Else the puck a liar call. So good night unto you all. Give me your hands if we be friends, and Robin shall restore.